Welcome to In Faith Network Radio. Celebrate Christ with us as we go behind the scenes of Christian entertainment to reveal hidden blessings and share with the Christian community. In Faith Network Radio.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. Welcome to In Faith Network Radio. I am your host, Lisa Watson, and I am very happy to be with you this evening, and I hope that everyone has been enjoying their week so far. This is my first show since the new year started, so I'm kicking it off with a really great guest tonight. My guest this evening is a father of three, and the passion of his life and ministry is to lift up Jesus Christ to be seen as the magnificent God and King he truly is. Knowing that he is the answer for every human problem, every broken dream, and every impossible situation. In fact, my guest this evening has seen his fair share of situations that most would deem as impossible. So I would like to go ahead and get him on and so he can start sharing his testament with you. It is my pleasure to welcome Barry Milazzo to the show. Welcome, Barry.
Lisa, thank you so very much. It's an honor for me to be on your program and to do exactly as you have, to lift up Jesus Christ. I know he'll do the rest as we all look to him, as he always does. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. And boy, do we need him now.
Absolutely. It is a pleasure having you on In Faith tonight. I really do appreciate you spending some time with me this evening to chat. So for listeners out there that may not be familiar with you, can you just tell them a little bit more about yourself and kind of what you were doing before you wrote your book?
Well, I'm going back to the early 1980s, and my life was about as successful and happy as could possibly be, really. I was a managing director in Manhattan for one of the world's most successful and powerful commercial real estate companies. I had a beautiful wife, a precious and beautiful two-year-old daughter, another child on the way. Everyone was healthy. We were truly and greatly blessed, Lisa. And that was our condition right before some of the events of the story.
As you said, you had a successful career, you had a strong family unit, and you had your faith. But then a life-shattering event occurred in your life with your son, Bryson, and it changed everything. You went from what you called riches to rags. So can you kind of tell listeners what happened?
Well, yes, thank you. Bryson was born a very healthy, normal child, precocious even. He was on top of the charts every way they test babies, and as they develop, he was hitting all of his milestones early until he had his eight-month vaccinations. And then he suffered a very profound brain injury from an autoimmune response against his central nervous system. He nearly perished. When he survived, we took him in the ensuing months up to Boston. We took him to New York City, down to Baltimore, the best hospitals everywhere, which I could afford in those days. And the greatest minds and institutions in the world told us our son would never walk, that he would never speak, and he would be educable only to very rudimentary levels. We were actually advised to have him live in an institution. Obviously, we were devastated beyond description.
So, Barry, I know sometimes when dealing with healthcare professionals, there are those out there that, you know, do kind of take a flippant approach to addressing patient and parents' concerns about the care or medication that their loved ones are receiving or themselves. Some make it seem as though, you know nothing and they know everything and that your fears and doubts are unfounded. In relation to the just unbelievably horrifying experience you and your family had to deal with Bryson, what advice would you kind of give to others out there that may find themselves trying to make headway with physicians and healthcare professionals that may be kind of downplaying their concerns?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lisa. I would first say that most in the healthcare profession, doctors and therapists and nurses, they are fully dedicated, well-intended, mm-hmm. and wonderful people. But you know, you get some in any crowd, and you know that will take a condescending role and will diminish the role of the parent. That should never be done. No one mm-hmm. knows a child, their own child, like their parents do.
Right.
And when you know something's wrong or suspect something is wrong or questionable, you need to speak up. And I want to only say to those in your audience who are dealing with this, you answer to God alone, and you represent your child as he has committed you to do. And mm-hmm. you don't need to worry about who thinks what of you. If someone tries to intimidate you, if he's a doctor, you need to stand up for someone who can't stand up for himself or herself, your own child. So
right.
that takes some courage, and we need to draw that from the Lord himself, and he will provide that when we ask.
Now, Barry, your book is called All the King's Horses, Finding Purpose and Hope in Brokenness and Impossibility. Tell us when you realized it was kind of time to write this book and what you hope the reader gets from your journey.
Well, I almost felt compelled to write it. And it kind of, as I remember back, it happened sort of like this when this All the King's Horses came to my mind. I was headed home from a New York hospital after 4 days of rigorous and torturous tests on my son, which only mm-hmm. confirmed our worst fears. They said he's, you know, all of the things that he wouldn't do and what we needed to just simply accept. And I looked back on the way home from the hospital, speeding along the highway in the rearview mirror, and I saw my son, once just so beautifully with it and sharp and healthy, mm-hmm. and I saw him leaning over. He couldn't even sit up in his car seat. His child seat. His head was slumped over. He was totally unfocused. He was drooling profusely. Essentially, he was gone. He was not the same child. And I had been so busy dealing with doctors and hospitals up to that point, I really didn't register on me. And all of a sudden, it struck in my mind, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. Honestly, I was horrified by that mm-hmm. old rhyme coming into my mind, and I quickly looked away, and I was trying to grab some positive thoughts from somewhere, really from anywhere, and you know, those thoughts came along like, such as, you know, our ship isn't sunk yet. Help
right.
is on the way.
You know, Barry,
we have the best doctors in the world. I'm sorry. We have the best doctors in the world to help us. And I just couldn't keep it out. It just kept coming back, Lisa. And it's an emotional thing for me 30 years later.
Right.
And I just was almost pleading with my son to wake up. And so I knew, and it wasn't right then that the Lord asked me to write a book with that title, but he brought that back to me later. And he said, you use that notion of all the king's horses and all the king's men not being able to put Humpty Dumpty in the form of your son back together again, but there is indeed
mm-hmm.
a king. Who can mm-hmm. deal with any impossible situation. That's really what the book is about.
Now, you mentioned in Chapter 4 of your book, which is titled Chapter 4 is More Than We Can Handle, you mentioned feeling that God, you felt like God was supposed to do something to provide you with the tools that you needed to help Bryson, you know, to swoop in and make everything better, but that's not the way it turned out. In fact, you mentioned in the book that the purpose of the book was not to proclaim how faithful and victorious you were, but like it states in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, for what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, with ourselves as your servants. You say this is a slightly different slant than some books out there. Can you kind of explain what you mean by that?
Well, amen to what you just introduced here. If it was about my faithfulness and courage and victory, it would have been a pretty small book. But thankfully, it's about a king who can never be defeated, even when we're so easily defeated. We are more than conquerors, but in him. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And I would say that there's a lot of books and teachings, even in the Christian world today, Lisa, that talk about, you know, living your best life now, There seems to be almost a humanistic temporal slant to it, where if you do these four or five things or these eight steps, you will be victorious, and all you have to do is believe enough. And honestly, I don't see your best life now, and I think that kind of excludes God from the process, mm-hmm. from our lives. What I see is Paul saying in Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed to us."
Right.
So in essence, you know, the message is we're not home yet. It's our best
right.
life later, not now. But, you know, even mm-hmm. here and now, it is to our peril, our absolute peril, to exclude God. You know, he's near to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. You know, the question is, will we trust him and trust in him alone, as the scriptures consistently command us to do, not to trust in ourselves, but in God, who can even raise the dead. So that's the emphasis of my book. He will deliver you in his way, in his
mm-hmm.
time, and he's faithful. He always does in the way that he defines victory.
Now, before we get wrapped up hearing more from author Barry Milazzo about his novel, All the King's Horses, Finding Purpose and Hope in Brokenness and Impossibility, I'd like to let listeners know that our live chat session is open. You're welcome to comment or ask questions there, or you can call us at area code 646-200-4071. After the live show, I'll post the podcast and recap blog to readersentertainment.com. And for those listeners that want to learn more about Barry as we're chatting with him, you can check out his website at www.allthekingshorsesministry.com. So Barry, All the King's Horses isn't just a book, it's a ministry of yours. So can you tell listeners a little bit more about what they can find when they go to your website?
I'd be glad to. You know, we basically tell the story right in the middle of that website, allthekingshorsesministry.com. There's a YouTube button. You can press that, and within 5.5 minutes, you'll see someone gifted our ministry with a wonderful video of what's happened over 30 years, really. I sent them all of the digital videos of Bryson because we chronicled it very closely because it was such an impossible story, and nobody thought that he would speak. Nobody thought he would walk. You know, he walked when he was 10. He speaks just fine now that
mm-hmm.
he's 30, although you'd know in 5 seconds of conversation, Lisa, that he's just a child, and he'll always
right.
remain a child. But he's got a wonderful purpose. He loves the Lord. And so throughout my ministry and my website, we've tried to carry this through. It's to put a focus on the King who delivers. And if there's one scripture which we highlight over and over again, it's
mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 to 10, where Paul says, "We do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction that came to us in Asia." So Paul wanted to tell his story. You could care less about his personal memoirs, and I really could care less about mine, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to tell it for this purpose, and listen to the show that lesson that he spoke about. He said, we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of the affliction that came to us, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves. Here's the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So that we might not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
Wow.
Who
yeah.
delivered us from so great a peril of death and will deliver us, he in whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us. He's never finished. He's never finished. He's never finished. He will always show up. He will deliver any person from any catastrophe or disaster or sorrow. But I hate to add, he will deliver us, but can we please allow heaven and Jesus Christ himself to define the terms of victory? Because we need to remember, he was tortured to death, and
mm-hmm.
the story wasn't over. He will have his victory, and his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. But it's ours to trust him, not to understand where we are in the process and to determine whether it's turning out the way we want it. We exist for him. We are created by him
right.
and for him. And what an honor, even when he calls upon us to suffer for him. So anyway, that is the theme. And it's a winning theme because we are we are winners. We are conquerors, more than conquerors, but in Christ, in our faith.
Amen. You know, I've seen the video snippets on your website that you call Courage Clips of the tireless work that you do to help your son, and he's hanging right in there with you. You're right there with him. He's right there with you, steadfast and encouraging. Can you tell listeners about the moment when you decided not to subscribe to the limitation the doctors told you would be Bryson's reality, and instead to kind of forge ahead in a different direction?
Well, you know, it was hopeless. We went to all the best professionals, therapists and doctors, and they just were saying, you know, accept reality. Finally, we came to a group called the National Association of Child Development and a man by the name of Robert Doman, who said, look, I can't promise you that your son will walk or speak, but I can tell you this. If you're doing all that they're telling you to do, it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're going to teach you to retrain his brain through the appropriate stimulation given with endless repetition over a long period of time with tremendous intensity. And there's going to be repetition, repetition, repetition. That's going to become the mantra of your life and his life. And you will see over time what he can do as we retrain his brain. But it's analogous, Lisa, to, you know, somebody who wants to be an Olympic champion, say a gymnast. That just doesn't happen. You just don't walk into the gym and do
right.
that. It's repetition, repetition, repetition. But it's not really the muscles that have intelligence. It's the mind that has the intelligence. So that was the way that we were asked to move forward with Bryson. And, you know, lo and behold, over years of torturous repetition, it began to bear fruit.
Wow. Now, Barry, you mentioned, you know, as you said before, losing everything, having to rebuild your life, raise your three children on your own. You had to reinvent yourself, so to speak, in your expectations of your life, your purpose. Are there moments that your strength or your faith falters? And if so, how do you kind of overcome that moment and get back on path?
I would say something that sounds like a cliche, but it's really not. It's so real, Lisa. It's God's word, and it's the Spirit touching God's word, reminding us of all that's true. I think Paul put it this way in Romans 15, 4 and 5. Everything that was written in earlier times was written for our encouragement, so that through perseverance and the encouragement in the Scriptures, we might have hope. As you look at the biblical heroes, you know, they failed, they bungled, they lost their faith. We're right in there with them. We're in good company. You know, King David, arguably the greatest general and warrior in history, said this in Psalm 119, 92 and 93 about Scripture. He said, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me." My personal translation of that, Lisa, is if this stuff wasn't true in God's word, I'd already be dead. And
right.
furthermore, I'm not so sure I would want to live, but it is true. And I've seen it. I've tested it over and over again. He lifts me up from the dirt and the mire, and he's never finished. I can't tell you that I've never given up, because that would be a lie. But I can tell you that even when I reach those low points where I have given up, he still lifted me up. He's cleaned me up. And he's infused me with strength and courage, and he's got me back on the same track, on the right track to move forward. You know, there's a scripture in Isaiah that says, Isaiah 57:10, "You were tired out by the length of your road, yet you did not say it is hopeless. You found renewed strength, therefore you did not faint." And there are times in my life where I've said, "Lord, please, where is this renewed strength so that I can have hope?" And isn't it so simple that Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And over and over again, you know, those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Not might, we will, in his time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we hold tightly to the Lord Jesus and to his word, he's faithful to do what he said. He will deliver us, and he will never stop delivering us.
Wow. Now, for those of you just tuning in, we're speaking with Barry Milazzo about his novel, All the King's Horses, Finding Purpose and Hope in Brokenness and Impossibility, and just listening to his amazing story. So, Barry, you have two other children, and when Bryson's world changed forever, so did theirs. How were you able to kind of help them cope with their new normal?
Well, I think I said earlier that our lives were flipped like a pancake, and that goes for everyone in the family. It went for my other children too, and you know, in families that are imbalanced with a challenged or special needs child, the other healthy children can get lost in the wash. We were advised by some very wise people not to let that happen, and
right.
So what I determined to do. Is just to set aside time for each of the other two children, a wonderful daughter named Janelle and a wonderful son named Tim, and spend some individual time. You know, for Janelle, it might have been going out to a movie and, you know, having her put on her best dress and we would make a date out of it. And as she grew, it was other things, you know, riding bikes and so forth. And my son Tim going to the field and, you know, shooting some baskets or hitting the baseball. And later, I should say, I'm proud of both of them, Janelle and Tim. Tim did become the athlete of the year in his high school. So he's made me proud. They both made me proud in so many ways. They both married wonderfully godly spouses. So,
oh, wow.
You know, put one in the wind column. Lord, you answered the prayer. But if it was,
amen.
But we need good input from good people who would tell us stuff like, you know, you don't let your other kids get lost in the wash because it could so easily happen.
You know, which brings me to my next question. You know, it's just amazing how God works in our lives behind the scenes, bringing us in contact with people that are meant to be there in our lives to make a difference and to shape who we'll become. Can you name a few people in your life that have given you love, hope, inspiration, or were steadfast in some other way when you needed it most?
Well, yeah, I can name a few, Lisa. When my family had a breakup and my wife determined that she didn't want to be married any longer, and I did become a single parent of three children, I was so low. I was so desperate. And I took my kids, my two boys, my daughter was already in high school and really headed for college, but my two boys to a new church where Pastor Bruce Ebersole and a little congregation named Christ the King Evangelical Church in Denville, New Jersey. They just took us in as family, and I so desperately needed that.
Yeah.
One other one that I would mention is I sought out the counsel of a good counselor, not a psychobabbler, because that'll put you backwards in many respects, but someone who would counsel from God's word. And this man loved me. He spoke the truth to me when I needed hard truth, but he had compassion. He had that mixture of Jesus Christ, which, you know, he's full of grace and truth, right? So I needed that, and I needed hope. And you know, he taught me to put scripture to memory. So I just, in some days, I was in the shower saying, Lord, give me something. I need something. And I would just memorize it because I would recite it over and over again just to get through
repetition.
The darkest of dark days. Yeah, so I did have some good help. And yeah, Paul says it this way. He said, even in 2 Corinthians 7, he said, even when we came into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were afflicted on every side. We had conflicts without and fears within, but God, who comforts the depressed, comforted us by the sending of Titus. So I don't care what Macedonia any of your listeners come to or I come to in the future, it's a juncture where the Lord is not beaten, even when we are, as I was at that point that you're asking about. And ask the Lord to send you a Titus. And don't pretend you're not depressed, because we all get depressed. We all get fearful. But the Lord can deal with that. And usually he deals with it by sending us someone who can help us and encourage us.
Now, Barry, can you tell listeners, like, what's next for you?
You know, I have had an interesting journey, even in the time since the book was published, which was, you know, just a little over a year ago. And, you know, my life is committed. I thought, you know, Lord, what would you have? I take care of my son, who's now 30 years old, Bryson.
Mm-hmm.
He's battling a disease which essentially could blind him if he's already had one cornea replacement surgery and the other eye, the disease is progressing. And so we've got lots of doctors and surgeons in our life even now. And this tail end of the book, the last chapters, you know, I very honestly, and I was determined and actually compelled by the Lord to be honest. This is not, you know, much of a victorious ending, not a Hollywood ending anyway. It's victorious in the way the Lord defines victory. And so, you know, I've had collapses. Some doctors are thinking I have post-concussion syndrome. Some just think I have chronic fatigue from the overabundance of stress. But, you know, I'm kept very humble. I'm kept very near and desperate, really, for the grace of God. And so that's what I will do. I'll keep clinging to Christ. He's giving me these marching orders. I'm not going back into business. I'm in full-time ministry. And Acts 20:24 says, I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. So every once in a while, like Peter, when he said, I'm going fishing, Lord, even after the Lord rose from the dead, I feel like saying, Lord, I've had enough of all this caretaking and, you know, being debilitated myself. And he's like, you know, but his answer is the same. You love me, Dad.
No.
Do you love me? And feed my sheep. And so, you know, I've been prepared to do that in the way that I do it. And I will do it by his grace and power as long as he gives me the privilege. If it's 30 days, it's 30 days. If it's 30 years, it's 30 years. They belong to him.
Mm-hmm. Now, Barry, how can listeners purchase your book or contribute to, you know, your All the King's Horses ministry?
It would all be on that same website that you were kind enough to mention, allthekingshorsesministry.com. You have to remember the same ministry, allthekingshorsesministry.com. And you can see a place to buy the book. You just press on the big banner of the book, and it brings you right to Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know, we've priced it, so it's very modest cost. We actually produced the book at a loss to my little ministry. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, tax-exempt organization. To those who might be inclined to provide support for Bryson's medical costs and his living expenses, we'd be grateful for that. There's a donate button on there. So pretty much all will be found on the website, allthekingshorsesministry.com.
Now, Barry, are there any upcoming speaking engagements or events that you want to let listeners know about?
You know, those also we will list. There's a media tab, and I'm going to put the link to this interview on there. I do teachings and blogs and writing, and I do speak at churches, and I do speak at men's groups, and I do speak at various events. And if somebody would like to invite us to speak, in addition to seeing some of the teachings that I do have on my website, you can actually press a button and say, you know, please contact us for a speaking engagement. We'd be glad. I'll go anywhere to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. He's my passion for living, and he's all we do is about lifting him up. The power of the gospel is amazing. It has turned around the lives of so many situations, Lisa, in our little
Absolutely.
Ministry, the short time we've existed, and we're very excited about what he has in store for us in the future.
Well, Barry, you are such an inspiration, and I thank you so much for coming on the show this evening and sharing your personal journey and about your family and your novel and just your mission. So I wish you and your family every happiness and abundant blessings.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm honored, once again, to be on your program. Thank you for what you do to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for you being out there fighting the good fight. God bless you, my sister.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd like to thank our listeners out there as well for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio for our In Faith Network program. Don't forget, you can find us at readersentertainment.com. There's a link for Readers Entertainment Radio at the top of the page where you can find Christian Readers Radio as well as In Faith Network shows. And you will be able to listen to the recap blog or see the recap blog of Barry's show later this evening. And you can always listen to the podcast. And please, 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 you can forward that information to other friends and family that you have too, because this is definitely a book worth getting and a cause worth supporting. So I would like to thank you all for joining me this evening. If you need to leave a comment about tonight's show, we'd love to hear from you. I am your host, Lisa Watson, saying be blessed, be inspired, and happy reading. Good night, Barry.
Good night, Lisa. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
In Faith Network Radio, blessings through entertainment, www.infaithnetwork.com. Come join our ever-growing Christian community.